Unit 8-1. Elements of a typical electronic health record system. Part A. Welcome to Health IT Workforce Curriculum's 8th component, Installation and Maintenance of Health IT Systems. Today's first lecture, Health IT System Elements, is designed to give you a brief overview of a typical electronic health record, or EHR, system. We will discuss the Institute of Medicine's 6 aims for improving healthcare, what an EHR is, and how it has evolved. Additionally, we will outline the types of network elements an EHR system needs to function, as well as its typical hardware and software components. The Institute of Medicine, or IOM, serves as advisor to the nation to improve health. As an independent scientific advisor, the Institute of Medicine strives to provide advice that is unbiased, based on evidence, and grounded in science. The mission of the Institute of Medicine embraces the health of people everywhere. In 2001, the United States ranked 37th worldwide for quality of healthcare. That same year, the Institute of Medicine compiled a report listing 13 recommendations designed to revamp the nation's healthcare system. One of these core recommendations was a call for a renewed effort on the part of government and private sectors to build an information infrastructure to support healthcare delivery, community health, quality measurement and improvement, public accountability, and improving research and clinical education. The committee further noted that information technology holds enormous potential for transforming the healthcare delivery system, and challenged the healthcare arena to virtually eliminate handwritten clinical data by the end of the decade. The electronic health record, or EHR, system, though not born from this effort, certainly has seen renewed life and product evolution as the healthcare arena struggles to meet the IOM's challenge to improve healthcare delivery on a national scale. In 2007 and 2008, surveys of ambulatory practices indicated that only 4% had fully functional electronic health records and another 13% had what was called a basic system. Through 2009's High Tech Act, however, the U.S. federal government has committed billions of dollars to promote both adoption and meaningful use of EHRs. The IOM listed 6 aims for improving healthcare quality: to make healthcare environments safer for their patients, to provide more effective healthcare in general, to make healthcare more patient-centered, that is, to ensure that the patient is more involved in the decision-making process and has a better understanding of the healthcare choices available to him or her, to improve the timeliness of healthcare service, to make the process of providing healthcare as a whole more efficient, and to work towards the elimination of healthcare disparities among diverse populations, ensuring that all patients have equal access to healthcare. Throughout the remainder of our course, think about each of the EHR systems you will be evaluating and ask yourself how each of them adequately addresses these 6 aims. So what is an electronic health record anyway? According to the Computerized Patient Record published in 1991 by the Institute of Medicine, an electronic health record system is defined as the set of components that form the mechanism by which patient records are created, used, stored, and retrieved. A patient record system is usually located within a healthcare provider setting. It includes people, data, rules and procedures, processing and storage devices, including paper, pen, hardware and software, and communication and support facilities. The federal government has defined a complete EHR system as containing 4 basic functions: computerized orders for prescriptions and other therapies, computerized orders for tests, reporting of test results, and physicians' notes. To date, however, no federally enforced single standard based on this definition has been reached, and which of these records are stored electronically is determined largely by each individual healthcare practice. Likewise, the Institute of Medicine has also listed the key capabilities any EHR system should address as 1. A longitudinal collection of electronic health information for and about persons, where health information is defined as information pertaining to the health of an individual or the health care provided to an individual. 2. Immediate electronic access to person and population level information by authorized and only authorized users. 3. Provision of knowledge and decision support that enhance the quality, safety, and efficiency of patient care. And 4. Support of efficient processes for healthcare delivery. It's important to note that these definitions, while evaluating your present and/or prospective EHR systems, since an effective EHR system will ultimately be judged by how well it can adequately address and satisfy all of these objectives. I will also note that when we talk about longitudinal data collection, that involves repeated observations of the same items over long periods of time, often many decades. The electronic health record has undergone a wide variety of important innovations over the past 10 to 15 years, most of which have resulted in cost reduction for the practitioner. Earlier electronic medical record systems required extremely expensive computer hardware, as an example. These systems usually ran on Unix, a powerful but somewhat limited operating system, which basically meant that training for these systems was costly. What's more, during the 1990s, computer technology was experiencing a significant boom, which meant that days after a system was installed, there was frequently a far better one being released, making that system nearly obsolete right out of the box. Furthermore, the lack of usability made adoption a very scary idea for most doctors, which undoubtedly kept only the most cutting-edge institutions from adopting EHR software. By the mid-2000s, however, PC's low costs and ubiquity lowered barriers for adopting electronic systems with real cutting of startup costs. Today, low-cost, extremely fast computers are available, making EHR adoption much cheaper. What's more, electronic health record systems are simply better, thanks to the adoption and evolution of graphical user interfaces, most commonly on the Windows platform. Such interfaces make learning electronic health record systems extremely easy. With training costs being dramatically cut, along with networking of computers making updating and fixes a breeze to install, the need for additional on-site IT staff has been dramatically decreased. Today, the installation of an EHR system makes more sense than ever before. EHR systems offer many advantages to the typical clinical environment. As an example, it's well known in the industry that doctors tend to have illegible handwriting, which can often lead to inaccurate and costly data entry errors. With an EHR system, however, the physician enters the data directly into the system interface itself, thereby dramatically reducing handwriting errors. Massive amounts of data can now be stored digitally in a substantially smaller space, eliminating storage problems and virtually eliminating record search time. With an EHR system, healthcare staff can have critical patient information at their fingertips. These realized efficiencies, combined with value-added software designed to minimize procedural and prescription errors, should, over time, improve overall patient safety in the healthcare environment. The increased ease of updating records while with the patient should equate to more time devoted to physician-patient interaction. The introduction of EHR systems shows a huge potential for cost savings and decreasing workplace inefficiencies. It's expected that these cost reductions, combined with the reduction in patient care errors, should eventually result in lower malpractice premiums, less litigation fees, and substantial cost savings. Before we move on, let's take a moment to define two terms that you will hear throughout this component, hardware and software. Hardware, quite simply, consists of the physical components that make up a computer system. Software consists of computer programs and their accompanying data, which tell the computer what to do and how to behave. It is made up of lines of code written by programmers, compiled and stored on some sort of media in an electronic format. This illustration depicts that, prior to centralized EHR system management software, each organization or department maintained its own system and software designed to capture the data required for each specialty area. This meant that multiple databases and patient records existed, and that the healthcare provider was required to open a different client application for each department and compile the data using a manual process. Additionally, data may or may not have been in conformance with a standard. This illustration depicts that EHR systems are designed to receive data from each of these organizational silos and compile them within a centralized database. EHR software is designed to compile the data in a more efficient manner, allowing the healthcare provider to access and cross-reference data from all available sources from one convenient client interface. This should allow the provider to more effectively manage patient care. Most of today's in-house EHR systems are based on the client-server model. The client-server model in the computing world is a structure that separates tasks or workloads between service providers, called servers, and service requesters, called clients. Usually, a client computer and a server computer are two separate devices, each customized for their design purpose and communicating over a computer network. For example, a web client works best with a large screen display, while a web server does not need any display at all to parse out requested web pages, and it can be located anywhere. In some rare instances, however, both client software and server software reside in the same system. As we stated earlier, software can best be defined as the collection of computer programs and related data that provide the instruction for what a computer should do. EHRs use several different types of application software. A server machine is a host that is running one or more server programs which share its resources with clients. Server software is usually installed and operated from a dedicated server hardware device designed to reliably and efficiently handle large numbers of client requests, while a client machine does not share any of its resources, but requests one or more server's content or service function. Client software therefore initiates communication sessions with servers which await or listen to incoming requests. Many business applications being written today use this client-server model. As this picture demonstrates, using client-server architecture enables the roles and responsibilities of a computing system to be distributed throughout the network using several independent computers. All data is stored on the servers, which generally have far greater security controls than most clients. Additionally, because the data is stored centrally, it is easier to manage and update. Using a client-server model also spreads the workload among multiple systems, generally easing the burden on client systems, which would otherwise have to expend more resources for processing and storage of data.